The Norwegian man, who's admitted to killing 77 people, many of them teenagers, addressed the court in Oslo today to try to defend the indefensible. Anders Breivik said the victims of his bomb and shooting attacks last year were collateral damage in his war against multiculturalism. The court will use his long statement to help it decide whether Breivik was sane when he carried out the massacre. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
Breivik's prepared statement was not televised. Many Norwegians feared he would use the dock as a pulpit for his corrosive ideology. He told the court his actions were cruel but necessary. He says he was motivated by goodness, not evil, and that he'd do it all again if he could.
He said, is this really democracy if the people of Norway haven't been asked to open the borders and to transform Norway, as he said, to a multicultural society?
Trygve Sovege was one of the journalists reporting from the Oslo court.
That's the way he's claiming self-defence by taking on the duty of saving Norway and the native white population of Norway, as he puts it.
I wanted it to be shown televised the whole trial, actually.
Murray Simonsen is the political editor of Norway's second biggest daily newspaper, Dagbladet.
Now there's this mystery about him, and I think if you see him, you see him as a sort of poor, pathetic loser.
It made for tough listening for victims' families sitting in the same room or in the 17 satellite courts. This survivor said it was difficult knowing he was breathing the same air as his tormentor.
As a man who killed very many of my friends and he tried to kill me. But at the same time, it's good to see him in this position because he's very reduced from where he was at the island. He can't harm me anymore.
Breivik's hour-and-a-half statement touched on the Roman invasion of Britain, the Han Chinese invasion, and Bolivian indigenous autonomy. The judge ordered him to wrap up five times, but Breivik said his full statement was essential to explain his actions. Some in the court yawned, others sniggered. Mr. Sovege again.
We actually had laughter inside courtroom 250 when I was sitting just a metre and a half from him. And that was obviously the family and victims that was kind of trying to intimidate him in many ways by laughing when they heard him arguing that he had to continue with his speech.
The court will have to decide if Breivik was sane at the time of the killings. He says he's not scared of spending life in jail, that Norway itself is a multicultural hell in which he can't express his politics. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.